This is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rowdy edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And you know what that means. Of course, we got tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do at the tippy top of every single Fade 5 episode. So whether you're dropping the puck and making some bucks in the National Hockey League, maybe got some action in the NBA, college basketball, the CFP National Title Game on Monday, or trying to make some dollars in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Lundy, give me a plus money bet and make sure it's a winner.
Make sure it's a winner. WTF, Evans, come on. You and I don't believe in the G word, so no. We're not even going down that road. We're not doing it. Okay. No. We're not doing it. No. Brad and I can't wait for this weekend, because all of my stress is what kicks off the weekend and all of his stress is what wraps it up.
What ends it? Yep. Correct.
The divisional weekend. So instead, I'm going to pay attention to the ice for this evening. We got a grand total of 5 games on the schedule, but here's one that I find a little bit intriguing, shall we say. Florida and Carolina are playing. They will be in Raleigh. The Canes will be hosting this one. Florida is plus 143 on the money line. Folks, I can't resist this. They've played twice this season already, and Florida's won them both. And Carolina, frankly, is the better team, but they have found a way to fall onto the ice. They're losing an edge up against this Florida team. And so I'm going to take the money line again for Florida at plus 143, just because of the fact that they beat them already twice this season. Yes, I know, Lundy, it's really hard to beat a team 3 times. Yeah, I know it is. And I know it's hard to beat a team when you got to go to their barn, but it's already been happening. So I'm going to go ahead and roll with this one and take it at plus 143. And then I am also going to sprinkle, I don't know, maybe a quarter unit bet on the idea for this to end in a tie in regulation, because I can snag that one at a plus 320. Didn't happen in either of the first 2 games. But in looking at this, again, if we think, okay, Florida's already beaten them twice this year, maybe Carolina pulls their head out of their butts, but maybe Florida knows they got the confidence. They're playing tight. You get to the end of the 60, we're still tied. We got to play the extra frame. We got to go to the Bucci overtime challenge. Whatever it is, you got an opportunity here at plus 320. So again, I'm going to play Florida on the money line, just a straight bet. And then I'm going to throw a little bet on the idea that this might end in a tie in regulation. That way, if it does go to the tie, quarter unit plus 320, well, you know, I come pretty close to breaking even just in case. So we're going to play that one on the ice this evening, Brad.
All right, indeed, drop the puck and hopefully make it some bucks at a very handsome plus money. You see the various wagers there at the bottom of your screen if you're watching this episode on YouTube, and hopefully you are consuming my highly punchable face and that downright beautiful face of one Nathaniel Lundy. All right, let's go to the CFP National Title Game down in SoFly on Monday, and I'm playing a little same game parlay. Lundy, give me Indiana minus 5.5, so they're going to win by 6 or more. And I'm going to jack the total way up to 57.5 and hit that under. You build that at Caesars, you get plus money. And that's what we're always trying to achieve on these SGPs, at a plus 108. It's a little baby seduced by the juice. Look, I honestly feel Indiana's going to cover the standard spread. I'd open at 7. It's already up to 9. Right now, at some shops, I wouldn't be surprised if it closes like 9.5 or a flat 10 come kickoff a few days from now. And I said this last night on BetMGM tonight, and I conferred with my buddy Matt Fortuna, who is en route as I speak to you on this Friday morning taping to Hard Rock Stadium and covering that game. And I said to Fortuna, I'm like, man, I got a feeling it's going to be like 60-40 IU to Miami fans, even on Miami's home turf. And he goes, Yeah, I think you're correct. He goes, it could be a wider gap. It could be like 65-35. It could be 70-30 because Indiana fans, they're shelling out big dollars. Look at the secondary market. I think the cheapest ticket to get in is like $3,000 right now. It's insane. They've been waiting their entire damn lives at a chance to have a relevant football program and one that could hoist the hardware in the national title. So Fernando Mendoza, going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. He's going to show up and show out. I know the Canes are number seven in EPA per play D on the year, but Indiana's a top four in EPA per play D, top three in EPA per play offense. Miami's outside the top 10 EPA per play offense. IU, I feel, rolls. So I'm building a little cushion to avoid any pushing. And I still feel this game is going to go well south of that 57.5. I actually projected a 30-14 earlier this week on BetMGM tonight. But safety first, Lundy, adding in these alt lines and still get plus money. So my same game parlay here on the plus bus in the national title game. Hoosiers -5.5, the game under on the old total 57.5 +108 there at Caesars. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it on another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to the battle in the AFC. Not the one that Lundy's going to be pitting out about. And you can see the Big D, old school Denver Broncos logo, one of my favorite all time, emblazoned on his breast. I just wear those jerseys all the time. They should never have been retired in the first place. They're a thing of absolute beauty. And I feel this play is as well. Numero cinco on the countdown. SGP, give me the Patriots on the money line. All I got to win is straight up. And give me Drake May to dash away with the legs there, Drake. 25-plus rush yards at a +120 on that simple two-leg build at BetMGM. I remember Drake May was a leading rusher in the wild card round matchup. He had 66 yards on 10 carries last week. He has gone for at least 25 in 8 games on the entire year, including the wild card round. He's averaged over 6 rush attempts per game, just south of 5 yards per carry. He's going to call his number early and often against a very assertive, very aggressive Houston Texans front that ratchets up the pressure on about 21%. Of opposing quarterback dropbacks. On top of that, too, because they bring the heat, it leads to a lot of pocket flushes, Lundy. In the regular season, Houston did allow the 9th most quarterback rush yards in the National Football League. 6 quarterbacks ran for at least 25 against them. And then I'll throw in again, New England defending their home turf. I picked them to win the AFC and represent that conference in Santa Clara this year's Super Bowl. So I'm not going to back down on that belief. So numero cinco here on the Fade 5 countdown. Same game parlay. Patriots money line. Drake May, 25-plus rush yards, +120. Ooh, that's sexy juice at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
Did anybody else notice that at the beginning of this pick, Brad told everybody to look at my Big D?
I did. Congratulations.
Just going to let that simmer.
I'm jealous, Lundy.
I don't know that at any point in my multiple decades on this planet that anyone has ever said that. And so I just kind of want to bask in that for a minute.
Mrs. Lundy is a lucky woman.
No comment. Mrs. Lundy will be at the national championship game, by the way, on Monday night. She was invited.
Oh, good for her.
She was invited by one of her partner companies that she works with to come down and enjoy the game in their suite. So she will be there actually rooting for the Hoosiers. She has already decided that she's going to be rooting for IU in that one, but she will be at the national championship as well. You were talking about that. I like this one. I think New England can win. I don't disagree with you about them in terms of coming out of the AFC. I do have a couple of thoughts on that I'm not going to get into, because otherwise I'm going to climb up on a soapbox and it's just going to be really ugly here. And it'll make the podcast go really, really long. Love the rushing yards prop with Drake May. I don't think it's that bad, folks, to sprinkle something on him for an anytime touchdown. He could decide to call his own number again if he decides that he wants to do that. So take the money line, take this +120 at BetMGM. Good way to start off the Fade Five.
Just for the record, Big D stands for dollars.
Number four.
Numero quattro on the Fade Five countdown on this Friday. Let's get kind of a random one out there. Kyle Juszczyk. I'm going to take the over on 13.5 receiving yards. I grabbed it a couple of days ago at a -110 there at BetMGM. The number is still live on BetMGM at 13.5, but the juice a little bit higher at tape time, right around -125. I've had to look up his last name and spelling it properly pretty much his entire career. I've had to add it to the spell check because it's impossible, folks. It's a bit of an alphabetical salad of sorts. But I think Juszczyk's going to be a busy man squirting out of the backfield, Lundy, and working in the flat much like he did after George Kittle exited stage left in the wild card round. And you look at Seattle. This is a defense in the regular season that allowed the most running back receptions, the most of any team in the NFL. They keep up 97. They're a phenomenal defense, arguably the best defense in the National Football League. But the area where you could take advantage of them is that little nickel and dimer action. And I think Kyle Juszczyk will catch a couple of balls and race past the 13.5. You go way back to the week one matchup. Between these two familiar foes, Juszczyk eclipsed 30 yards through the air in that game. I think he's going to catch at least a couple of passes. I think he's going for at least 15 yards. All I need is 14 to cash, which, he has done six times in the entire year. Lundy, a fun fact, no running back in the NFL had a higher yards per reception rate than Kyle Juszczyk this year at 10.6. And again, you throw in the shortcomings of Seattle, the short field defensively, 19 RBs went for at least 14 receiving yards against them. And suddenly I'm back. I don't know what the heck happened there, Lundy. I did this.
That was fun.
On the countdown, it just went to black. Maybe that's an ominous sign that we should be fading Kyle Juszczyk. But I'm taking over 30 receiving yards -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, I think we're still recording. Yes, we are. Fader
Fall. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're good. We're still recording. It was just all of a sudden you were gone. And I thought, hello? Hello, I'm just kind of looking. I'm looking around. It goes back to the old cell phone ads. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Bueller. I'll tell you what. Just on principle, I'm going to fade you on this, just because apparently our recording software thinks you're full of shit.
I think that is the correct estimate. Fade the living daylights out of me. It's a sign.
Number 3.
All right, hopefully we're going to be steady Eddie the rest of the broadcast here. Numero tres, that's the first time it's ever happened on like the 800-plus episodes of the Fade 5 podcast that we recorded over the years. Lundy, hopefully will not happen again on this one because it does deal with the D on your chest. Whether size, it might matter. I'll leave it up to your level of interpretation. Same game parlay for me. I'm going to hit the Bills with the alt line +7.5. So your beloveds can still win by a touchdown and the extra point, and I score the cover. And give me Josh Allen anytime touchdown. And folks, again, he has got to score with the legs. This does not count for airstrikes. So he has got to score on the ground, or he could catch one. If they really want to get wacky inside the red zone. So simple as that. Same game parlay, Bills +7.5 on the road in the Mile High City, and Josh Allen to plow into the end zone yet again with the legs anytime touchdown. Somehow, Lundy, we get the +112 on that at DraftKings. I'm not going to give any reasons behind the Bills at +7.5. I think they're very much live. I guess I think they're dogs now. They opened as favorites, and now Denver, it's swayed. It's favored by 1.5 to ping pong the shop that you're looking at. But speaking of Josh Allen, he has scored 9 touchdowns on the ground in 14 career playoff games. So kind of a king of consistency in that category. He's found the end zone with the legs in 7 of his last 12 games, stretching back into the regular season. Speaking of the regular season, no quarterback had more rush attempts inside the red zone than Josh Allen, 1.94 per game, 14 total rushing touchdowns, averaging 5.14 yards per carry. I understand Denver only gave up 3 rushing scores to the quarterback position this season, but Josh Allen, man, he's a dude that's possessed in the postseason. carries his team on his back. He's got to carry the ball into the zone as well. So SGP, Newmar Trace on the countdown. Bills, +7.5. Josh Allen, anytime touchdown, +112 at DraftKings. Lundy, pay to follow.
Well, first of all, I like the touchdown side of it because – so there's a couple of things. If you guys saw the stat that came out, I don't know, like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever, I actually retweeted it at one point. The most fascinating stat about the Denver Broncos this season is that they did not play a single home game where the temperature at kickoff was below 60. Wow. That is how crazy the weather has been in Denver over the course of the last 4+ months. Tomorrow here in Denver, it is going to wind up being roughly 40, 42 degrees at kickoff. There's going to be about 10-mile-an-hour winds, relatively consistent. Now, today in Denver, it was doing it yesterday too. Today in Denver, we're going to see gusts that are going to hit 60 or 70 along the front range. That happens here a lot. You guys will find a joke out of this. I was walking into an appointment yesterday morning, Thursday morning here in Denver. The wind was blowing so strong that my Apple Watch did that thing where it tells you you're in a noisy environment. That's how hard the wind was blowing here in Denver yesterday. Wow. And it's going to do it again off and on today. However, they're saying that there may be a couple of gusts tomorrow afternoon, but they're not expected to be anywhere near that 60 or 70 mark. It's going to be closer to 20 to 25, and they're not supposed to be sustained. So all of this bad wind and things like that that is happening in Denver should be over by the time we get to kickoff. So there's going to be some sustained winds, but it's not going to be crazy. Because of that, I think you're going to see the ball on the ground in terms of rushing. If Josh Allen gets down within the 10, I think he's going to call his own number. Remember, this guy played college football up in Laramie in Wyoming. The altitude does not bother him.
Nope.
I wish I could say otherwise, folks, but the altitude when it comes to the NFL games is blown out of proportion. Okay.
Totally agree.
They make way too big of a deal out of it. It matters in the NHL, in the NBA, because these teams are on quick turnarounds. They don't get here early and they don't get acclimated. The Bills will be ready, and Josh Allen already understands it. Laramie is at a higher altitude than Denver is. So this part of it, I'm not worried about. I like the touchdown. The +7.5, I think, is really smart. I'll be honest with you. I think you can bring that number down even if you want 2 to 4.5. But if you want the cushion to be safe, you're still in the plus odds. Bump it up to 7.5 just in case. This might be, I don't know what's at number 2 or what's at number 1 yet, because I like to be surprised. This might be my favorite bet on the board.
Lundy, talking about weather, I think I love you, man. That was kind of awesome. Thank you for the full breakdown, including the elevation report and the impacts on Josh Allen, or lack thereof. By the way, if you want more of our in general stupidity, you can get it absolutely free at my website, thegamingjuice.com. Lundy's always free, transparent, always public spreadsheet lives there. My always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet also lives there. I've had some college basketball columns been rolling out on the futures market, and just kind of general thoughts about a couple of teams like Michigan, like Nebraska. The Huskers could be this year's Indiana football version of hoops. They just keep winning. They're undefeated, folks. It's crazy what that team has done. I'll have my bracket big board coming out soon. So, you know, keep checking back to the site for all of the content that we're rolling out. If you want to ask me a question about anything, about bets, about fantasy offseason keepers, just about life, maybe a little tequila, you can toss that in there. Click Ask Brad, and I will answer at my leisure, at my convenience. We're going to have the national title edition of the college football forecast from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson posting live over the weekend. So make sure you read their thoughts before placing some action in the national title game down in Miami. Again, you get it all for free at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. ... Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. A little switcheroo there with the imagery for those of you that are watching the YouTube feed. We're having all kinds of production fun today.
There's not a single thing about our recording software that's working right now.
There goes to the machine right now with StreamYard, the program that we're using. But we're going to power through, Lundy, and hopefully the apparitions aren't going to get us again and won't seize my body and sneak it away. I would like a lot of sneaks, though, from this guy, and that being, ain't he so purty, Lundy? 20-plus rush yards. That is the goal against the Seattle Seahawks. He gets that plus money at plus 109, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, you and I have talked about this, and you know my theory, and I could easily back it up, and we've already seen it in the wild card round, quarterbacks who have a tendency to run even more with everything on the damn line. That's why I'm on Josh Allen anytime touchdown. That's why I'm on Drake May and the rushing yards, and that's why, again, I am on Brock Purdy in this alt market. You look at Seattle, I understand they're number two in rush EPA since week 12. They've been outstanding in the trenches. But in the regular season, middle of the pack, in terms of most quarterback rush yards allowed, they gave up 16.9 per game, but seven, a lucky number. Seven quarterbacks ran for at least 20 yards, including Purdy. Last time he faced him, went for 21, fell just shy in that week one matchup in which he had 17. Purdy in the regular season averaged 3.7 attempts per game on the ground, 4.45 yards per carry, and he has gone over this prop, meaning he's got to at least 20 yards on the ground in four of his last five games. You're going to give me plus money. I'm going to just keep betting it on Brock. And he's so party to smash and dash to at least a big 2-0 on the ground. It gets there. I count my winnings at a plus 109 at DraftKings. Humberto's on the countdown. Lundy, fair to follow.
If you want to break out the baby oil and just start feeling good, Brad at DraftKings, Brock Purdy for an anytime touchdown is plus 700. Plus 700. That is what he is for an anytime touchdown. I find that to be obscene. Because again, guys like to call their own numbers if they are guys that are known for scrambling, in part because they don't want to be the one to make the mistake that costs their team an opportunity to advance in the postseason. And so why not tuck and run? Why not tuck and run if they get down toward the end zone? I get how good Seattle's defense is. Trust me, I totally get it. But that might be even more of a reason why, if they do get down near the end zone, that Brock Purdy could call his own number. And you're going to do 7-1. I'll sprinkle, you know, a freebie bet or a quarter unit, a tenth of a unit, who cares, something on that, because that's a hell of a payday. And yes, I like the 20 yards rushing.
Baby oil. Do we got to call Diddy?
Number one.
Lundy set me up for that one. Sorry, America.
I ain't touching that one.
No, you shouldn't. But I did, and I'm going to leave it there. Numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown on this Friday. A mistake by the lake. That's what this boy needs, not only for the sake of his fandom, but for the sake of his wallet. Matthew Stafford to throw an INT against Bear Down, Chicago Bears. I'm going to be shooting Malort in celebration. That's the only time he could shoot it, because it's just awful. I mean, it's described as stomach bile by the AI program on Google. Just put that in with Malort description, and they say stomach bile in there is one of the adjectives, and it's honestly appropriate. Anyway, Stafford to throw at INT. It's plus money. I can't believe it. At plus 104 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, here's why I like this. Listen, I understand the Bears have got defensive issues. But Mother Nature is going to be at play. Game time temps are going to be probably in the mid upper teens as the sun is setting in the Windy City. And there is going to be a pretty stiff breeze around 15 miles an hour out of the west. So you're going to have windshield values right around 0 degrees, if not just below zero, throughout the entire game. Stafford has got that index finger sprain on his throwing hand. There could be some gripping issues. You know, he's had a couple of days to heal, obviously. May not be that bad. I'll probably pop a couple of ibuprofens, a couple of Advils up before the game and be okay. But I understand he's got a great history of playing in cold weather games. 13 games below 40 degrees, a 24-11 touchdown interception split, pretty high completion percentage as well. The Bears are the most opportunistic defense in the NFL. They led the regular season in takeaways. Granted, they didn't have one last week, but they could have had four by my count. The ball just didn't bounce their direction. They lost a lot of those 50-50s. I think they're going to get an INT in this game at some juncture. You look, the Bears in the regular season at 23 interceptions. That's absurd. They are ball hawks, no doubt about it. And you look as well, so they basically had an INT in all but five games on the year. That includes a wild card round. You look at Stafford. He has thrown a pick in six games, including the wild card round. He did throw one last week. And he was top 10 of the regular season as tracked to playerprofiler.com and interceptable passes. Yes, that's an actual stat that sites track. So, you know, he was kind of dancing with the devil. Sometimes got burned. Other times he did not. I think a ball's going to take off. It's going to be an errant throw. And he's going to split the numbers of a Bears DB. So my top play numero uno on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Matthew Stafford to throw an interception in Chicago, plus 104 at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader Paula.
I could actually turn this into a two-leg, Brad, and have some fun. You want to, like, because I like this bet. I think that it is highly likely that he will do something like this. He will do something and it'll cost him a mistake. Okay. I totally get that. And by the way, I know you pulled this one up on DraftKings, so I want to point this out to people really quickly. For him to throw, like, if you go to the interceptions tab across the top, for him to have one plus, as Brad has right here on the screen, is plus 104. There's a glitch at DraftKings. If you go to interceptions over under and you take over a half, it's actually plus 108. So there's a glitch in their numbers right now. If you want an extra 4 cents, feel free to jump on that one. I just think that's kind of weird. So I'm going to turn this into a two-legger, Brad, because I cannot resist. You have to... As a Broncos fan, I'm hoping this is not the case, okay? But you have to go back to the 2022 postseason to find the last time that Josh Allen threw a postseason pick. He doesn't do it. He didn't do it against Jacksonville. He didn't throw a pick last year in the postseason, and he didn't throw a pick in the 2023 postseason. You have to go back to 2022. Now, that year, in two postseason games, he threw three. So he could make a mistake, okay? But I will tell you that there is a big part of me, as much as I bleed orange and blue, that I think the narrative about this Broncos defense has been overblown. I think they're good. I don't think they're as great as everybody thinks that they are. I think that they have had some issues. And because of that, I don't think Josh Allen is going to throw a pick tomorrow. I just don't think it's going to happen. So if you take Stafford to throw a pick and Josh Allen to not throw a pick, that is plus 250.
Whoa!
If you just do a simple two-legger, and this is at DraftKings, you do a simple two-legger tomorrow that says that Josh Allen won't throw a pick and Matthew Stafford will, is a plus 250 at DraftKings. And again, I'm just going off of Josh Allen's used to playing at the altitude. He's got no problem playing here in Denver. You know, all of those kinds of things. So, as a Broncos fan, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that he throws a pick, because I think that's one of the ways that Denver is going to find a way to win the game, if in fact they do. I think they have to win the turnover margin. But Josh Allen doesn't throw picks in the postseason, folks. He hasn't done it for a couple of years. So I would dive in on that one personally. I think that'd be a hell of a lot of fun. And plus 250 is a really nice number.
Yeah, you're a dirty dog. That's a wonderful suggestion. I'm going to have to tell you on that one, Mimigo. Where else am I going to tell you?
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it's entirely doable and entirely sensible. So good play, mi amigo. I need more additional good plays. It's bonus time, bonus time. Whether in your specialty sport, that being the NHL, the NFL divisional round, the NBA, college basketball, the college football national title game, just give me more bets. Give them to me.
I know Miami is playing at Hard Rock. I know all of those kinds of things. I think Indiana is going to roll them on Monday night. Yep. This is one of the best college football teams I have seen in a long time, top to bottom.
Maybe ever.
I mean, this is an absolutely outstanding college football team in the Hoosiers. And I mean, I think it would take, you know, knock on wood, you know, whatever you want. I mean, I think it would take an injury to a key player. And I mean, for Miami to have a chance, I just think this is one. Miami's run has been a fun one. Good for them. But this Indiana team, I think, is going to beat them, and I think they're going to beat them by double figures. So I know the line, as Brad talked about, has crept up. I'm with him. I think by the time we get to Monday night, that line could be at a flat 10. But if you want to play this thing at 9.5 and just take the normal line, I got no issue with it, because I think Indiana is going to make it happen. And so I throw that out there in the national championship game. Let me go back to the ice really quickly. Like I said, there's only five games tonight, and this is always the case for us on Fridays. I've told you guys before, because of hockey night in Canada, Saturday is always a big deal on the NHL schedule, so they never have a lot of games on Friday. But let me throw you out a simple two-legger at plus 149 over at DraftKings. This is just a simple two-leg, guys, that I need to get points. I told you that I like Florida with the upset for this evening against Carolina on the road. So I'm going to take the guy that is always around the puck for them. That's Sam Reinhart. So give me Sam Reinhart to have a point for the Florida Panthers. And then let me go to San Jose, who is on the road against Detroit. I think the Red Wings win this game, but William Eklund has been on a run for San Jose lately. He's got points in 8 out of his last 9 games. And the books are still doing, like, if you bet him by himself, he's like minus 145, okay, to have a point. But if I put him together with Sam Reinhart, it flips. It gets to plus 149 over at DraftKings. Nice, simple two-legger. When the schedule's light like this, I might go find a couple of money line plays that I like, something like that. I told you I like Detroit. I would play Detroit on the money line tonight if you want to pair it up with something. But what I usually try to do is go find points, guys that are on a roll. And again, I think Eklund is going to be on the losing end for San Jose, but I still think he's going to find his way into the stat column, and that's a nice payday over there at DraftKings to get us ready for the weekend. We did this in the wild card round. It did not pay for us, unfortunately. However, I'm going to go back to the well again. I got all 4 games. I got them all on alt lines. Here we go, folks. Write it down. Give me Buffalo +7.5, the same leg that Brad had in his same game parlay earlier. Give me Buffalo +7.5. Give me Seattle +3.5 at home. Maybe San Francisco pulls it off. I don't think they will, but if for some reason they pull it off, I have a feeling it's going to come down to the final possession, one of those kinds of things. And so give me Seattle +3.5. Give me New England. I'm going to completely flip the line. I'm going to take New England +7.5 instead of the -7. I'm going to flip it all the way around and take them plus a touchdown. I know there are some people out there thinking Houston can pull off the upset, and who knows, maybe the defense does do something crazy, but I don't see it. If they do, like I said, give me New England +7.5, and then give me Brad's Bears +10.5, Chicago +10.5, New England +7.5, Seattle +3.5, Buffalo +7.5. If you put that together, it is a plus 136 over with the crown at DraftKings. So a nice little simple payday with everybody on alt lines. I like this because, for example, the single leg of New England +7.5 is like -690 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's why you go ahead and play the entire weekend, put all 4 games together, all of them on alt lines, +136. Let's hope that I don't get bit like I did last weekend, because that really sucked. Okay. In each game, let me give you my favorite touchdown play in all 4 games. First and foremost, we've already talked about it. I'm not going to belabor the point. I like Josh Allen for an anytime touchdown here in Denver tomorrow. On Saturday night, give me Charbonnet all day. I will take ZC for an anytime touchdown there for Seattle. I also like Hunter Henry for a touchdown against the Houston Texans and New England. Don't ask me why. It's just a TYG, folks. It's a trust your gut special. And then, I'm sorry, if the Rams are playing, who's automatic for me? Devontae Adams. So I will take Devontae Adams for an anytime touchdown as well. So again, my favorite touchdown bets in all 4 games: Josh Allen, Charbonnet, Hunter Henry, and Devontae Adams. As always, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois. I'm going to start getting drunk.
Me too as well. I might as well prepare the liver for Sunday night, which could be amazing with my Bears taking on the Rams. All right, I'm going to fire through these. Let's go with a team parlay play. I'm not going to give any reasons. I'm just going to give you a ridiculous multi-leg same gamer and Bears and Rams. Leg numero uno, Bears +10.5. Leg numero dos, Blake Corum, 25+ rush yards. Leg numero tres, Kyle Manengai, 7+ rush attempts. Ooh, that's a very low threshold. Leg numero cuatro, Caleb Williams, 3+ rush attempts. Again, kneel downs do count. The Bears have a lead late. and console it away with him taking those knees to end of the game. And Lang numero cinco, Colson Loveland, all I need is 3+ catches. That's it. All right, so same game parlay, Bears plus 10.5, Corum 25+ rush yards, Kamanungai 7+ rush attempts, Caleb Williams 3+ rush attempts, Colson Loveland 3+ receptions, plus 161, built there at the score. Lundy, formerly ESPN Bet. All right, elsewhere in bonus time. I'm going to give you a rapid fire extra play in every single game. Bills and Broncos, same game parlay. Again, I love running quarterbacks this time of year. Give me Josh Allen, 20+ rush yards. Give me Bo Nix, 20+ rush yards. We'll stop right there. Plus 112 at DraftKings. San Francisco and Seattle. Zach Charbonnet all day. Anytime touchdown in a same game parlay with the Seahawks on the money line. Plus 110 at BetMGM. How about Texans and Patriots? Ramondre Stevenson over 19.5 receiving yards at a minus 125. I'm in on that at BetMGM. And then Rams and Bears, DeAndre Swift to lead the game in rush yards. I gave that earlier in the week. I threw in the bonus that they offered me as the upgrade for the increase in juice. You get it at plus 231. The standard line is at plus 185. Really rolling the shoulders there, Lundy. And getting seduced by the juice. And then one play on a Friday night. It is a four-leg parlay in college basketball. Your wife's beloved Kansas Jayhawks off that monumental win against the Iowa State Cyclones are moving in the right direction. They should be able to hold home court tonight against Baylor. So Kansas money line, Kent State. Hopefully they're not throwing games because they're one of the teams, a part of the indictment that was released by the FBI yesterday. Money line, Providence on the alt line, plus 12.5 at home, taking on Creighton. And the Colorado State Rams right up the road from you in Ford Fun, plus 15.5 on that alt line. So Kansas money line, Kent State money line, Providence plus 12.5 alt line, Colorado State plus 15.5 alt line, uno, dos, tres, and cuatro, mi amigos, plus 158 at DraftKings. All right, we're out of breath, and I am out of time here on this edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and review at your leisure, at your convenience. Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy, always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to our friends at Betalytics and use that promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off your subscription today. And go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account right now and check out all of our awesome content there. I'll have a ton more college basketball on a busy Saturday, a little bit later, maybe today on a Friday, if not early on Saturday. Enjoy the weekend, folks. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. And now we can fade to black. Peace.